Praise be Jesus Christ.
Now and forever.
Jesus' words to us today, watch, do not fall asleep, persevere, continue in vigilance. It's the theme that starts off our Advent season. And it's a theme, it's a practice that we've gotten quite accustomed to, especially over this last year, isn't it? Waiting, watching, hoping, patience and perseverance, waiting for stay-at-home orders to be lifted, watching the news and seeing the spikes go up and down, waiting for the next better treatments that could be available for us, waiting for the election to happen, waiting for the results to come in. We've done a lot of watching and waiting over this year. Advent reminds us that there is, in fact, a spiritual practice of watching, waiting, and that there's a right way to do that, in fact. This is what we see throughout the scripture readings. Yes, in the gospel, certainly Jesus' story, but every one of the readings speaks about this because God's people have been called towards this sort of patient waiting again and again and again. Isaiah, in the first reading, he speaks about the people who at the time were in exile, repenting of their sins, saying, Lord, reveal yourself. Come in power and glory. Rend the skies and shake the mountains so that we'll be woken up. In the Psalm 80, prays that God would give power to the Son of Man, to his chosen one who would be at his right hand, and that this would bring about God's kingdom here on earth. And it doesn't stop in the Old Testament either. The New Testament reading that we have from St. Paul gives the same theme, telling the disciples there that they need to endure, to persevere until the fullness of the revelation of Jesus Christ. So it is we enter into this Advent season and we're called to watch, to wait, and to persevere. And that there's a right way to do this. See, there's ways we could fall off. We could fall away from this spiritual practice. Jesus identifies one of them right away here in this passage. Don't fall asleep. I mean, how many of us have been talking about the fatigue that we're going through, right? You know, COVID fatigue, Zoom fatigue, right? Distance learning fatigue. We know what that feels like to be tired and worn down. Don't fall asleep. Stay awake, be alert, watch for the Lord's coming. There's a similar story to this that Jesus tells about how when the master of the house leaves, the servants decide that it's time to just, you know, throw a party and just become indulgent, right? They eat and drink and get drunk and you know, so they're just, you know, deciding that since the master is away, they're going to just sit back and sort of enjoy themselves. Well, that's not the right way to watch and wait either. We are to have perseverance and not to become lazy or indulgent. Although I'm sure we all know what those temptations look like, don't we? You know, I think there's also the other side of it that can happen. Not to become lazy and indulgent, but during a time of waiting and anticipation, to become consumed by anxiety, nervousness. We're waiting for the thing to happen. We're waiting for things to change. We're waiting for things to get better. We're waiting for the Lord to come and to fulfill his promises. And we're so focused on the waiting that we're just living constantly in that fear and anxiety and nervousness. And, you know, in a sense, we might as well be the ones who are sleeping and lazy because we're not getting anything done if we're spending all of our time in that anxiety. So what's the right way? You know, Jesus lines it up, I think, fairly well. He says that when the master of the house goes on the journey, and so everyone's going to be in anticipation for the master's return, everyone in the household is given their task to do. Why did Jesus include that? Why did he say that? Is that essential to the story? It kind of is. We all have a task to do. This reminds me quite a bit of what we hear in the Isaiah reading. It's saying that, well, God, when you come, that you would find us doing good works, doing good deeds, being busy about the task that you have given to us. Don't fall asleep. Don't become indulgent. Don't be consumed by anxiety and fear. There are good things that can be done. There are righteous deeds that can be accomplished. Do those. You know, I think a little bit of our own parish here, we're getting ready for this Advent time. And it's true, we've had to make adaptations. This is not going to look exactly like it has in years past. But nonetheless, we're still going to have liturgy. We have time for the sacrament of confession. We have our Vesper services. We have a number of things that we're doing here for the Advent season. Please make sure you grab your Advent calendars and check the bulletin for a lot of these details. Why? Because there are things to be done. There are good practices. Next weekend, we're going to have the opportunity to drive through and bring food to refill up our food bank. Be diligent about doing those good things, that when the Lord comes, he would find us not lazy, not indolent, not overwhelmed with anxiety, but doing the work that he's been given to us. And you know what that is? That's faith, isn't it? Because what's that saying is, yeah, there's problems. Yeah, we're still waiting. Yeah, we're still unfulfilled from what the Lord has promised to us. But fundamentally, I believe that God is going to fulfill those promises. So I don't have to be consumed in anxiety and fear. And I don't have to distract myself in indulgences and laziness. I can have faith and hope. And so I can be busy about doing the good things that God has given to me to do. One final point then. One final thought on this business of watching. Because I think there's a deeper meaning to this as well, if we push one step further on it. We are to watch. Why? In these Old Testament readings that we've just had, it talks about the Lord coming, right? Rend the skies, let the mountains quake. The man at your right hand, the Son of Man at your right hand will be clothed with glory. These are the images of the Old Testament. And so we expect that when the day of the Lord comes, when the Lord comes to visit his people, it's going to be something that will be earth-shattering. And truth be told, it is. But we know the story, don't we? When the Lord came, when Mary received the message from the angel and received Jesus into her womb, when the Holy Family traveled to Bethlehem, almost nobody could see it. Almost no one noticed what was happening. Even though this would change the course of all history. That's the deeper meaning of watch, isn't it? Watch. Get your eyes open. Be aware. Because God is going to do things, and it's not necessarily going to be big and flashy. It's probably going to be humble. It's probably going to seem hidden, in fact. So watch. Keep your eyes sharp. The truth is, God is already doing things. God is already working to accomplish His promises, and it's happening all around us. It's happening already in your lives. It happens in hidden ways in the sacraments. Watch. Keep your eyes open. Don't fall asleep. Don't become overwhelmed with anxiety and fear. Stay awake to be able to see the way that the Lord comes to fulfill His promises. Amen.